Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Did you see that Amazon is buying MGM, home of James Bond movies and things like The Apprentice? Stephen Colbert said, someday soon, Jeff Bezos may release the most racist thing in the MGM catalog, other than Gone with the Wind. Why would one of the world's richest men pay almost twice the value for a struggling movie studio that recently went bankrupt? Well, it could be that Jeff Bezos has an ongoing feud with the former president. You may recall that the former president hosted The Apprentice. MGM owns all the outtakes, Colbert said. Holy mother of DVD extras. The private footage of a TV billionaire is going to belong to an actual billionaire. You see, for years there have been allegations of outtakes from The Apprentice where the slob father uses racist language. Or to quote Tom Arnold, who claimed in 2016 to have seen the outtakes personally, Trump said every dirty, every offensive racist thing ever. If this is true, someday soon, Bezos may release the most racist thing in the MGM catalog other than Gone with the Wind. Colbert joked, next Bezos is going to buy Kellogg's just so he can make the MGM lion fight Tony the Tiger. He also said they might change the title of the upcoming James Bond film from Die Another Day to Die in 2 Days Free with Amazon Prime. On The Daily Show, Trevor Noah discussed the mental health toll of face tuning, that's image manipulation, and so-called Zoom dysmorphia, in which people feel dissatisfied with their face as refracted through the self-facing computer camera. Trevor said, Zoom shouldn't make you feel bad about your looks. It should make you feel bad about your dirty living room. But you have to remember, people, this is a new phenomenon that we're talking about. Humans didn't evolve to see their own faces all the time. Think about it. For most of human history, if you wanted to know what you looked like, you had to get your friend to smash up some blueberry and rub it on a cave wall. Jimmy Kimmel is still feuding with Senator Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz posted a tweet in which he referred to the U.S. military as woke and emasculated. Kimmel said, which I pointed out fairly, I thought, is funny coming from a guy who let Donald Trump use his testicles on a driving range. I mean, look, he was Trump's Theon Greyjoy, Game of Thrones reference. Cruz responded by tweeting about his winning a one-on-one basketball game with Jimmy Kimmel back in 2018. Kimmel said, he's right, it's true, I do have to live with that forever. You have to live with being Ted Cruz forever, which is so much worse. After you won the game, do you remember what I did? I said, good game, thanks. And I shook your disgusting hand. I didn't complain that it was rigged. I didn't ask for a recount on the referee. I didn't start a conspiracy theory about the basketball having a microchip in it. I accepted it. I brought shame on my family and I embraced it as I always do. And I mean, listen, it was a terrible day. I lost a basketball game to a man who ate one of his own boogers during a presidential debate. Kimmel fears there's no greater divide between anyone's future than Donald Trump. In 2025, he could either be president again or trading cigarettes for face bronzer. You don't know. Comedian Paul F. Tompkins tweets, got a shot today. After the injection, the nurse told me to periodically massage my arm so the medicine, quote, doesn't just sit there. And I guess my big question was, am I supposed to do that for every shot I've ever gotten? Or is my left upper arm the only part of me that's immune to anything? Jason Zinnemann tweeted the list of the guests from the last season of David Letterman's Netflix show. That list, Kanye West, now divorced, Melinda Gates getting divorced, Ellen ending her show. He suggests that guests Tiffany Haddish and Lewis Hamilton take care of themselves. Matthew Broussard tweeted, did you know you can have over 50 different 1099s and make less than $40,000? Mark Norman said, Air Bud has done basketball, soccer, and football. I'm excited for the UFC one. John Oliver was off last week, but he took time to film an impassioned rant. He says Cereal has become lazy, and he's pointing his finger at the Cheerios Twitter account, saying, they've submitted to the worst toothless impulses that dominate positivity Twitter. They deliver empty nonsenses like, good morning, today is yours. What? In the hopes of inspiring Cheerios to do better, John Oliver has issued a challenge. He'll donate $25,000 to a charity chosen by Cheerios. That's a fun sentence to say, a charity chosen by Cheerios. Say it right now with me. Ready? On three. Three, two, one. Charity chosen by Cheerios. Wasn't that fun? Well, he's going to donate $25,000 to a charity chosen by Cheerios if they simply use their official account to tweet F you, and he used the actual F word there, even bumping up the offer to $50,000 if they direct the tweet to a non-famous random user. Hey, we found out what Dave Chappelle was filming last year during his Ohio shows. This from Vulture. The Tribeca Film Festival has announced that its closing night film screening will be the world premiere of a new documentary from Dave Chappelle, focusing on the challenges facing his rural town in Ohio during the early days of the pandemic, the emotions erupting across the nation following the Black Lives Matter movement, and the remarkable leadership of the youth in town who started weekly marches and rallies. The yet-to-be-named documentary will also showcase the socially distanced outdoor comedy shows that Chappelle staged in his neighbor's cornfield in what came to be known as Chappelle Summer Camp. In a statement, Dave Chappelle said, "Our film is about courage and resilience, something New Yorkers can relate to. The Tribeca Film Festival is June 9th to the 20th, and if this is the closing event, I assume we'll see it around the 20th. I will keep you posted." The Daily News, New York Daily News, scared me with this headline: Schumer cracks same old joke at reopening of Caroline's Comedy Club in New York City. And I'm like, wow, they are going in hard on Amy Schumer. How bad could her joke have been? Oh, no, no, no. It was Senator Chuck Schumer. Who's her uncle or cousin or something? The Daily News says Senator Chuck Schumer might want to think about hiring a comedy writer. He told the same long-winded joke he did while appearing at another New York City stand-up joint last year. Now, the Daily News didn't tell us the joke. They just told us about the joke. I want to know what the joke is, but this is all I know about it. The joke involves a woman in court for stealing a can of peaches and a judge who sentences her to one night in jail for each of the four peaches in the can. For the punchline, the woman's husband chimes in and tells the judge she also stole a can of peas. The audience let out a few sporadic guffaws. Schumer grinned and said, "What do you think?" What would that joke be? A woman is in court for stealing a can of peaches. The judge sentences her to one night in jail for each of the four things. So I guess the joke is the husband wants her to go to jail for four more nights? Come on, Chuck Schumer. Vulture reviewed Bo Burnham's new special. Now, I haven't seen it yet. I almost put it on, but you have to understand, I'm busy. My kids play a lot of soccer. I'm never home. I've been watching Army of the Dead on Netflix in half-hour chunks. I've been watching it for like six nights. I understand that's not how you're supposed to watch a movie. That's all the time I have. So I haven't gotten to Bo Burnham's new special yet, but Vulture did a very philosophical review. It is long and it is philosophical. I'll read some of it and you will see how philosophical it is. Vulture writes, "Like most of Burnham's comedy, it's a musical production full of songs about things like sexting and internet culture and Jeff Bezos, mentioned again here on the podcast. It's a piece of cultural criticism focused on the extremely online, often performed by recreating specifically digital forms like an Instagram grid or a Twitch screen, filmed almost entirely inside one small room with a host of cameras and interesting lighting setups, blah, blah, blah. Once again, he's a vlogger sitting alone in a quiet room with a closed door, staring into the black void of a camera lens, shooting take after takes. The result can be edited into a meticulous precision. Sometimes it longs to be a concert. Sometimes the special veers into the confessional, even journalistic. Shot over many months during 2020, Burnham's hair and beard grow longer and shaggy with time, turning inside, that's the name of the special, into something like a captain's log with Burnham on a solo voyage through his own pandemic anguish. He is fascinated by and delighted by the ability to transform himself through different gears of performance. He's a high-energy, horny Instagram vixen. He's a weeping video game character. He's also the half-bored player pressing the buttons. And let's get really philosophical here. In some moments, it's Tristram Shandy, I don't know what that means, and others, it's Park and Rec's Ben Wyatt holding up a claymation figure and asking, do you think a depressed person could make this? But it's also mesmerizing throughout, catchy and astonishing and captivating and self-absorbed and desperately thinking of everyone else and all at once. Can I interest in you in everything all the time? Burnham sings about the internet, but also about this special. Vulture says the answer is yes. The New York Times reports that the Friends reunion has been censored in China, cutting out Lady Gaga and BTS. Justin Bieber also cut out of the special. The Times writes, each missing cameo involved a star or group that had been a past target of Beijing's ire. Fans suspected the show was stuck in censorship gear. Lady Gaga has been verboten in China since she met with the Dalai Lama. BTS from South Korea neglected last year to mention the sacrifice of China's troops when recalling the pain of the Korean War. Who even knows what Justin Bieber did? On Chinese social media, nostalgia for Friends overwhelmed discussion of the censorship. Some still grumbled, saying, This is insane. If you introduce the show to China, don't cut the scene. If you have to cut it, then don't introduce it. What's the point of eating this castrated content? Others were happy to take a break from celebrities they believe had insulted China. One wrote, it's good to cut it. All the cut parts are done by entertainers who insulted China. Don't let some rat feces spoil the whole pot of congee. Another tweeted, for these entertainers who insulted China and support independence for Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Tibet, it's natural to cut their parts. Also during that Friends special, hey, remember when Billy Crystal and Robin Williams were on? Apparently, they ad-libbed their entire appearance. They were on a neighboring film set. They randomly strolled over to the area where Friends was shooting. The writers of the show were like, hey, you want to be on the show? Sure, we'll do it. The improvised bit involves Robin Williams and Billy Crystal crowding onto the couch at the Central Perk Cafe alongside the Friends cast, then diving into a very personal conversation about Robin Williams' suspicions that his wife is cheating on him. Matt LeBlanc and Courtney Cox reportedly played along with the bit, ad-libbing some lines of their own. Paul Mooney will be granted the highest honor by his hometown. Every year, May 19th, will be Paul Mooney Day. Oakland City Councilmember Carol Fife proposed the resolution and said, Mooney is an Oakland treasure, a trailblazing comedian, writer, producer, film, and TV actor with a career spanning four decades. Mooney is a shining example of the talent in Oakland. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great, was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Charge those batteries.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Because I had taped a few episodes of this podcast in advance, I did not get to talk to you about the passing of Gavin McLeod, Captain Steubing from The Love Boat, Murray from The Mary Tyler Moore Show. I think anybody vaguely around my age was a big fan of Gavin McLeod, especially those Love Boat years. He passed away at 90 years old. Born Alan C., S-E-E., he switched to a more dynamic stage name in the 1950s. He's got his start on TV in 57, beginning a long series of daypart roles playing heavies on shows like Peter Gunn. Gavin McLeod is a bad guy, imagine that. His career took a radical turn and rise in 1970 when he was cast as Murray Slaughter on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. The part of Murray allowed McLeod to explore his more comic range, whether he was needling Ted Knight's Ted Baxter for his idiocies or moping through his own various woes. He was the sharpest guy in the room and the most relatable, because who wouldn't end up with a hopelessly unworkable crush on Mary Richards despite already being married with kids? McLeod stuck with Mary Tyler Moore through all seven seasons, becoming the only cast member besides Moore herself to appear in every episode. Is Luke Grant not in every episode? I gotta look that up. I didn't know that. I digress. He then appeared on The Love Boat 10 years as Captain Merrill Steubing. Like I said, people my age still talk about watching TV on Saturday nights. Back when you watched TV on Saturday nights, Love Boat at 9, Fantasy Island at 10, that was the bomb. After Love Boat ended, Gavin McLeod got heavily into his faith. He hosted a Christian show about marriage called Back on Course. He hosted that with his wife, Patty. In later years, he would show up on shows like The King of Queens and That 70s Show, nominated for the Golden Globe 5 times. Gavin McLeod passed away at 90 years old. Tonight on Peacock, a new show called We Are Lady Parts. Seeing a lot of buzz about this, the Futon Critic describes it as an anarchic, joyful, and irreverent music comedy following a Muslim female punk band called Lady Parts, who are on a mission to find a lead guitarist and maybe, just maybe, get a proper gig. We Are Lady Parts shows the highs and lows of the band Lady Parts, as seen through the eyes of Amina Hussein, a geeky microbiology PhD student who's on the lookout for love and is recruited to be their unlikely lead guitarist. The other members of the band are not convinced she's right for their band. She gets torn and caught up between two different worlds, that of her more straight-laced university friends and the world of Lady Parts. Will she be the key to the band's success? And will she finally find a husband? We Are Lady Parts is at once an unapologetically bold comedy and a joyful celebration of the richness and diversity found in contemporary London. But ultimately, it's about funny women with real agency forging their own lives and identities in a world determined to do it for them. This thing started as a blap, which is UK's Channel 4's term for its roster of comedy shorts. Looks like there's some good buzz on this. Maybe it will be Peacock's first actual hit. Who knows? That is your comedy news for today. I'll tell you, I was worried about this week being dry. I just bounced 7 stories. 7. Because of how long today's episode is. So I've got plenty. We'll have a full weekend. You know, maybe I should start squirreling things away for July 4th. You never know. Eventually it's going to be a slow week, Johnny Mac. And that's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Like I said, I got plenty for tomorrow. See you then.
Join us as we unveil the top 11 inventions that changed the world, the groundbreaking innovations that have reshaped our society and propelled us into the future. From the ancient compass to the transformative telephone, we explore the inventions that have had the most profound impact on human progress. Follow the top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.